So this presentation really is going to be all about the angels. I've done a lot of research. I've been reading and reading for the past 3 or 4 weeks. The whole purpose of this talk for me personally was to help people to have a greater love and appreciation for their guardian angels. So although we're going to spend a good amount of time talking about angels and knowing about them, really knowledge of angels is really kind of just as good as about knowledge of our faith. Knowledge of our faith is good. But if we're not in an active relationship, if we're not purposely seeking out this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the same way we need to purposely seek out a relationship with our guardian angel in order to see the difference and the fruits in our life. So there's not that much information, there's not that many presentations about angels, and so I'm hoping to cover everything that's actually necessary. So I have a stack of books here, and all of them didn't say that much, to be honest with you. So we're going to try and cover everything that's important. So angels are actually a dogma of our faith. We have to believe in angels to consider yourself a Roman Catholic. What do you mean? Why is it so important? Well, we're celebrating a feast. Today is the Feast of the Archangels. We have Feast of the Guardian Angels. We have so many scriptures of angels. Old Testament, there's 148 angels in the Old Testament that are mentioned, and then there's 74 in the New Testament. Think about the life of Jesus, just his very birth. First, you have the Annunciation of Gabriel to Zechariah. Then you have the Annunciation of Gabriel to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Then you have the Annunciation of an angel to Saint Joseph. Then you have the angels appearing to the shepherds and announcing to them that their Savior's coming. Then you have the angels appearing in a dream to the Magi and warning the Magi. Then you have the angels appearing to Saint Joseph in a dream and warning Saint Joseph. Then you have Jesus' beginning of his public ministry, where he's out being tempted by Satan, and he's been fasting for 40 days and for 40 nights, and it says that the angels minister to him. When Jesus is in agony in the garden, the one place where Jesus appears to be his weakest, angels are ministering to him. Then there's angels at the resurrection, when angels are present that roll the stone away, and it says that the guards who are standing guard became like dead men in their presence. Then there's angels present at the ascension into heaven. In the Acts of the Apostles, angels are letting Peter and the apostles out of jail. Then again, Peter's let out of jail in a very dramatic way. It's a very detailed account. Like, the angel woke him up, and then the angel did this, and the angel walked him out, and then Peter ran to the door of his friends, and some woman named Rhoda answered the door. She didn't even open the door. She ran and went to tell everybody else, hey, Peter's out here. And they said, that can't be Peter. That must be his angel. Talking about, like, maybe it's Peter's guardian angel. So they're very specific. And if there's so much talk of angels in the New Testament and the Old Testament, and if they're playing such a prominent role in salvation history, where are the roles of the angels in our lives today? If they're such a big part of the Old Testament and the New Testament, why aren't they a big part of my life, was what I started to ask. And also, if you look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, there are 115 demons mentioned, and Satan is mentioned 33 times. And so not only is there kind of like a lack of knowledge or the lack of communication, a lack of devotion to angels, but there's also kind of a lack of understanding of Satan and of demons. And we can't deny that they played a critical role in the fall of Adam and Eve. That's why we're in this miserable state. So the goal is not only to, yes, we're going to talk about the good angels. Yes, we're actually going to spend a little bit of time talking about the bad angels. But in addition to that, we're going to talk about our guardian angels. Because Jesus said, do not despise these little ones, because their angels are looking upon the face of God. Wow, so that means we also have guardian angels. All right, so what are angels?